Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Today, we're going to talk about adult pastors again.
What, they're shaped like penises?
No, they're not. They're not shaped like private parts. They are just pasta dishes that people, you know, who aren't kids, really love eating.
Oh, So chili?
Yeah, there is chili this time.
Okay, yeah. This is your 5-minute food fix. We're grown-ups.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So what else? Vodka, chili, anchovies?
Cigarettes. All your major food groups are going to the pasta this week. You mean? No, that's not true. But we are going to be adding some chili. So before we talked about a really lovely prawny fennelly pasta, if you remember, like a really grown-up one that I thought you'd love. This is my favourite grown-up pasta at the moment. It involves a bit of chili. It's really hot and spicy, which means it's probably not for the kids unless, you know, you've got some dragons there who really enjoy that sort of thing. But it's really tasty. It's also got an amazing name, which is spaghetti alla assassina.
Assassina.
Or assassin's pasta.
What?
Yes. It's rather amazing, huh? And it involves a very unusual way of cooking that pasta.
Okay.
Because we're not going to cook it in water. No. We're going to cook it in the frying pan or a skillet in its sauce.
In its sauce. Mm. I love that because it saves a pot.
Saves a pot.
But it's never that easy.
Oh, no. This one is easy.
Okay.
It saves a pot. It also absorbs. It means the pasta will absorb all of that wonderful tomatoey goodness that's in the sauce. And it will go directly into the pasta itself, which means it will taste super, super tomatoey and super delicious. But it means that, you know, the pasta dish will dry out as it's cooking, which means it kind of fries a little bit on the bottom and goes crispy, which is what you want.
Right.
You're getting texture or contrast, you're getting the flavor, you're getting the chili hit. This is grown up pasta.
Wow, you're right. And does it get a bit of a char? Like, does it go black in spots?
Look, if you cook it right, it can do and go a little bit. We'll get there. We'll get to the method. We'll cook it right. But first of all, a little bit of history. This comes from Bari in the Italian south. It's a really lovely, easy dish. And it involves that way of cooking, which is called risottata in Italy, which is just cooked risotto style.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's where it absorbs the stock.
So there's the fancy bit. I think it makes a really lovely, easy midweek pasta that's a little bit elevated. So start with, bring 500 milliliters of lightly salted water to a boil in the saucepan, which probably counteracts your thing of thinking
one pot.
That we need the one pot. So you can do this in a kettle, though. You can forget about the pot if you want to. Most important place this is taking place, though, is in your cast iron pan. Mm-hmm. So add 6 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 finely sliced garlic cloves, 2 teaspoons of dried red chili flakes. You know those Italian chili flakes?
Yep.
And 500 mils of tomato passata, so a jar of tomato passata, and pop that onto a medium heat and get it all bubbling and lovely and vigorous and wonderful. And then tip in your pasta. 1 packet is what you need.
So a whole 500 grams.
A whole 500 grams. This is grown-up pasta for 4.
Oh, yeah. And can I ask
grown-up pasta night.
Would you need to snap the spaghetti in half?
Good God, no. No, you absolutely would never do that.
Okay,
no,
just checking.
We're not going to do that.
Okay.
No.
That's a way to make Italians angry, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And even this Italian-affected Englishman angry. Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Leave those strands nice and long. They're really good. And try and get bronze-dried pasta. You're going to the effort. This is adult pasta, you know, so get the nice stuff.
What's it called?
bronze die cut pasta.
Bronze die cut pasta.
Yes, so it's just cut in a certain way, which means it's rough on the outside.
Oh, yep.
You know, and so it has a little bit of texture
to
it.
Yeah, you can actually see it on the dried grains. Yeah. But that's like $6 a packet.
Look, it's an extra dollar or two, but the rest of your ingredients here are pretty cheap. Okay. So when you think you're entertaining for four people around that table and you're still bringing that cost in at a few dollars a head,
sure.
You know, it's worth that spend for that slightly fancy next level pasta, I'd say, mm-hmm. Yumi.
Mm-hmm.
So give it a go. So when that sauce is bubbling vigorously, add your fancy pasta. Do not snap it. And then just let it spread into the sauce. It won't probably spread out in one layer, but it will almost kind of be there. Then ladle a third of that boiling water in, or just tip it in from mm-hmm. the kettle, a third of that 500 mils, and just turn up the heat. And then just now start looking at it. Watch it. Use a spoon and move it around as the spaghetti is kind of simmering vigorously in that sauce. And it will start to get softened. It will curve up and it will do that stuff, which means you didn't need to snap it because it's, you know, it's softening as it's absorbing being that lovely sauce. And then just keep an eye on it, keep stirring, keep turning it as it's cooking, and then when it's cooking down, that sauce has got really tight on the pasta, that's when you start letting it toast a little bit. Just let it catch on the bottom of the pan here and there, and maybe just turn bits of it but leave other bits to kind of sit there to char and stick and crisp up at the bottom, and just keep moving it around. You know, you can be adding little bits of water to it at the time. If you feel it's drying out too much, that's fine. But, you know, you do want a bit of this stick and a bit of this char. So see how it goes. You're going to want at the end that pasta to be cooked through the way you like it.
So you can taste.
Yeah, just taste little strands. That's all part of the fun of the pasta, isn't it? It will take slightly longer than cooking with water.
Right.
But it's much more hands-on and fun, right? So once you've got it the way you like it, it's cooked the way you liked it, you've got a little bit of char all over the place, whip it out of the pan, you know, maybe do those professional little pasta twizzles in
definitely
the center of a plate.
Not.
This is your fancy pasta, right? Yeah. You can do this time.
Yeah.
Maybe a drizzle of chili oil over the top of that pasta if you want.
Yum.
You could even add a little bit of chili crisp oil if you've got one in your kind of pantry we've made earlier from our amazing book, say, you know, and serve it. Maybe a few little basil leaves on top, bit of cheese if you want, but it will be majestically tomatoey and intensely chili flavored anyway.
Okay,
so you don't need to.
So cheese is not mandatory?
No.
Wow.
No, it's not. It's optional.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It is really good.
I want to see a picture. Do you reckon you can make one that I can post on Fiverr?
I can definitely do that.
Okay. We have an Instagram page. Sometimes I'm too tired to take photos.
Yes, you are. In this case, I'll do it for you.
Great.
Yes.
Because I want to try it, but I want to see what it's meant to look like how black are the black bits and so on and yum.
I'll send you mine. But
and
remember,
are you going to do the fancy twizzle? Because that seems very annoying to me, but.
No, I'll leave the fancy twizzle out for you.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix. Don't forget to like us and subscribe and share us with your friends.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.